From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Later today, President Obama delivers what's being billed as a major speech on national security. U.S. drone strikes and the future of the Guantanamo Bay prison are expected to be among the highlights. NPR's Scott Horsley says it was just yesterday that the Obama administration revealed four Americans, not just three, have been killed by U.S. drone strikes abroad.
From drone strikes to detention centers, there's little in the president's counterterrorism policy that's without controversy. Today, the president will discuss the legal basis for his policies and the checks and balances behind them. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president will also renew a long-stalled push to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay.
The president is considering a range of options for ways that we can reduce the population there and move toward ultimate closure, some of which we can take on our own, but some of which will require working with the Congress.
Lawmakers have so far blocked efforts to move Guantanamo prisoners to the U.S., but Carney suggests there may be options to send them elsewhere. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Tough talk from British Prime Minister David Cameron after the deadly attack on a British soldier by two men on the streets of London.
This country will be absolutely resolute in its stand against violent extremism and terror. We will never give in to terror or terrorism in any of its forms.
Cameron speaking to reporters outside 10 Downing Street this morning. The suspects, accused of hacking the off-duty soldier with knives and a meat cleaver after running him over, were shot and wounded by police, but not before one of them was recorded on amateur video, shouting jihadist slogans and making threats of more violence as long as British troops are fighting Muslims in the world. The suspects are being investigated for prior links to terrorism. More signs of improvement in the U.S. economy. New claims for jobless benefits fell last week by 23,000. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports fewer workers are being laid off.
This new report returns the level of jobless claims to where they have been, pretty much, over the last month. The number of claims last week came in at a seasonally adjusted 340,000, which almost exactly matches the four-week average. The number suggests layoff activity is at both a stable and low enough level for the job market to improve, which it has, slowly. The jobless rate last month stood at 7.5%, the lowest it's been in 5 years. On the other hand, hiring is slower than in the early part of the year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, stocks were trading lower. They've been in negative territory all morning. At last check, the Dow was off 64 points. The S&P 500 was down 16 points, and the NASDAQ was also lower, down by 12 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry is in the Middle East today. He's trying to jumpstart peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. NPR's Emily Harris reports Kerry has been in Jerusalem and Ramallah in separate meetings with leaders from both sides.
Just before heading into talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Kerry thanked him for what he called serious work on the peace effort. But peace for the sake of peace might be a hard sell, says Israeli political analyst Ephraim Inbar.
Peace is a noble idea, but I think not everything is subordinated to peace. People are ready to die for certain things, for example, Jerusalem.
Who would control Jerusalem has long been one of the most contentious obstacles to an Israeli-Palestinian agreement. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Thunderstorms are making things more difficult for the residents of Moore, Oklahoma, to continue picking up the pieces from Monday's mile-wide tornado. Officials say up to 13,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, and they say damage estimates may end up topping $2 billion. The first funeral for the 24 people killed by the EF5 tornado is today. Authorities say everyone has now been accounted for. The Boy Scouts of America votes today on whether to allow openly gay members in its ranks. The 1,400 members of the Scouts National Council are casting ballots in Texas outside Dallas. Supporters of the change, including President Obama, argue it's the right thing to do. A recent BSA survey shows most current Scouts oppose the current ban, but about half of adults involved in scouting support it. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.